Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, "A'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu," i'tisam is to grab on to something and cling to it. Ya'tasimu bi, it's to cling to something. And the habl of Allah is the rope of Allah or the means of Allah. The Arabs use rope to mean sabab or wasila to something. It's the thing that you use to get somewhere. And so they talk about madd al-habal, giving somebody rope, helping them out. The idea here is that he's saying, this is the rope of Allah. When Allah says in the Quran, cling to the rope of Allah, he's saying, cling to the book of Allah, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and don't fight each other about it. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, اِقْرَأُوا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ مَا تَرَفْتُمْ, read the book of Allah, and you're all in a state of harmony. When اختلفتم فدعوا, and if you start disputing or anything, then set it aside. Don't admira والجدال في القرآن لا يجوز. It's not permissible to argue about the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ did not allow it. Imam Malik رضي الله عنه, when people began to argue, he said, ليس الجدال من الدين في شيء. Argumentation has nothing to do with our religion. قد تبين الرشد من الغي. There's guidance and there's misguidance. There's no argumentation. And the people of guidance are the people of silsila. They're the people of connection to the ulama and to the rightly guided people. That's the way the ummah has always been. The rightly guided people are known in every age. They're the people of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And the people of bid'ah are known. But everybody, kullun yad'i wisala layla. Wa layla la tuqarru lahum bidhaka. Everyone claims to have had some intimacy with Layla, but Layla doesn't agree. That's what the poet said. Kullun yad'i wisalan li Layla. Everybody claims they know Layla, but Layla, she won't know. He doesn't know me. I've never talked to him. So the point of that is that everybody claims to be Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I mean, even the people of bid'ah claim that, because everybody claims. So how do you know who the people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are? The Prophet ﷺ gave alamat, and one of them is that they're not people of furqa, they're not people of dissension, they're not people of argumentation, they're people of the book and the sunnah and the ijma'. I mean, people forget ijma'. You know, everybody says kitab wa sunnah. There's a third category that is of the same stature as the book and the sunnah. It literally is on equivalent parallel with the book and the sunnah in usul. And that is the ijma' of the ummah, what we have agreed on as a community. And that means the mushtahidun min kulli asrin. Those are the people who have achieved the rank of ijtihad in every age. And if they agree on something, then we don't disagree with them. والمجمع اليوم عليه الأربعة وقفوا غيرها الجميع منع. Like Sidi Abdullah says in the Maraqi al-Sa'ud, the agreement of this ummah is upon the four imams, that they're rightly guided. And that doesn't mean them as individuals, it means their schools. I mean, there's people, ignorant people, that say, oh, the four imams, they can make mistakes. Well, that's why you have a school. The school of Abu Hanifa does not always agree with Abu Hanifa. The school of Imam Malik doesn't always agree with Imam Malik. But you still call it the Hanafi school, the Maliki school, the Hanbali school, the Shafi'i school, even though it doesn't agree. Why? Because for the last 1200 years, ulama have been looking again and again in every generation and assessing the dalils and assessing the levels, looking at the other madhabs, what they said. Al-Lakhmi from the Maliki madhab preferred opinions from the Shafi'i and actually introduced them into the Shafi'i madhab. The Moroccans recite Quran in one voice. It's makruh, according to Imam Malik. According to Imam Shafi'i's madhab, it's mubah, and it's a fadila, according to Imam Nawawi. And so the Moroccan ulama took the opinion of the Shafi'i school, even though they're Maliki. So if you go to Morocco, they recite in gathering, then you get these people say, bid'ah, haram, la yajuz. Fuqtum ashaba Muhammadan ilma, are you over the Prophet's companions in knowledge? It's ignorance. There's people say, ya akhi bid'ah, dua after the prayer. In Maliki madhab, it's makruh for the imam to raise his hands and make dua. But in the Hanafi madhab, in the Shafi'i madhab, it's encouraged. And that's why in Morocco, they have the muezzin do it, so the imam doesn't do it. It's a hila. And even Rushd radiallahu anhu, who was one of our great mujtahideen, when he was asked about the reward of Quran, whether it gets to dead people or not, because there's a khilaf, some of the ulama said you can recite Quran and give it as like a charity to a dead person. So you give the thawab to a dead person. And some say, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدْمٍ قَطَعْ مِنْ عَمْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. If a man dies, all his actions are over except three things. And so they say, no, you can't do it. There's a khilaf about it. Some of the ulama said, you can't. Some said, you can't. What does Ibn Rushd say? He said, هَذَا خِلَافٌ فِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. This is a debate about the mercy of Allah. So take the most merciful position. رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. It's a vast rahmah. So he says, even though many of the Malikis are of the opinion that you shouldn't recite Quran for the dead, he said, this is a debate about the mercy of Allah. Let's take the most merciful position and have a good opinion, inshallah, that Allah. And that's a khilaf, wa ikhtilafu ummati rahma. But there's ignorant people come say, haram, bid'ah, tasifu bi alsinatikum. Al-kidiba, hadha halalun wa hadha haram. You describe with your tongues lies, saying this is halal and this is haram. This is what the Quran says. Who are you to say what's halal and what's haram? And al-mujma alayhi yunkar wa amman mukhtarifihi fala yunkar. If there's debate about a masala, some matter between the ulama, you don't fight over it. Those who take that position are alal huda. Those who take that position are alal huda. And they're not supposed to argue, because الخلاف, if it's اختلاف صحيح, then it's acceptable in the ummah. اختلاف أمتي رحمة. They say, hadith ضعيف. All the ulama agree. Even if a hadith is weak, its meaning can be sound. And there are many other proofs to strengthen that meaning that Imam al-Bayhaqi relates in the hadith. But this is part of the problem of the age we're living in, where there are people who haven't studied with traditional scholars. If you read a book with an alim, I guarantee you the experience is completely different from reading it on your own. It's a completely different experience, because he sees things you don't see. One man said to Shaykh al-Haddad, I want to read the books of such and such alim. And that alim had some khilaf about the scholar. He said, no, I don't want you to read those. He said, wallahi Shaykh, I'll make a promise. The things I don't understand, I'll leave, and I'll just take the things I understand. Shaykh al-Haddad said to him, it's not the things that you don't understand I'm afraid of. It's the things you think you understand that I'm afraid of. In other words, if you're not alim and you're reading a alim that has controversy, you can get confused. And that's why some of the books of the ulama are only supposed to be read by other scholars. And many ulama only wrote for other scholars. They didn't write for common people. If you read some books, they're not written for common people. And some of the ulama wrote for common people. And that's well known.